live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone 11:30 and it's time to talk to my guests. They are two of the cast from Fun at Home. It's new musical coming to the ADC next week. Hello to you both.
Hi.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourselves and say which character you're playing?
I'm Steve and I'm playing Bruce.
I'm Katrina, I'm playing Medium Alison.
Now that, you see, already gives people a question mark, but what's this Medium Alison? Now it's based on the graphic novel, isn't it, by Alison Bechdel. Can you tell us a little bit about the story and how it sort of, why there's the different people in it?
Yeah, so Alison Bechdel is a real person. She's a comic book artist and she found that there weren't any sort of comic strips that really she identified with. She's a lesbian, so she decided to create one herself, and this kind of came out in the 80s and it was really successful. And then she was kind of looking back on her life and her relationship with her parents and decided to write Fun Home, which is a memoir about her relationship with her dad, essentially. So in the show, you get Alison, who's kind of looking back at her life, and you get Medium Alison, so I'm kind of playing her first experiences at uni, and then you have Small Alison, who is about 10 years old and is growing up.
And so who is Bruce in this? Is that the father?
Bruce is her father, yes.
And you were saying when you heard about this is the plot you really wanted to play.
Yeah, I saw it in London at the Young Vic in 2018, and I loved it. It's fun, well, it should be from the title, but it's also quite challenging as well at times, some interesting themes. Bruce is really complicated, and I, as soon as I saw it, I wanted to play him.
Yeah, and as you were saying off air, there's also some young children playing all the young parts, aren't there?
Yes.
Is there two per cast, or is it?
So we've got three per cast, and we've got two sets of three, and they are all excellent.
They've been showing us how to do it
they
from the
really
very beginning.
Have.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, we know nothing. They know everything.
And they know it as well.
Yeah, they do. They're excellent.
They're very excellent. Elastic brains as a younger age. I think that definitely helps. Now, I've been calling it Fun at Home. Sorry, it is Fun Home. And the home is, do you want to say what the home is? Well, it says it in the notes. So it's a funeral home, isn't it? So it grows up.
Yes, Fun Home is a play on funeral home, yeah.
Yeah, so that's obviously a start for being a little bit unusual. Not many people grow up like that.
Yeah, so it was the family business. Bruce was a funeral director, as was his father before him. And yeah, that's one of the things the family did. And they grew up in the funeral home. And that was just what their life was. It was totally
normal
to them.
So that's what she saw as being completely normal, of course, because that's, at the time, thought that's what. Because you do when you grow up, you don't know any different, do you? So
yeah, that's just what life was like.
Yeah, yeah. And what's your experience with this theatre company before? Have you done anything with Between the Bars before?
I personally haven't. This is my first show with them. I've done stuff with people that are in the show.
Yes,
And the director. But no, this is my first show with the company.
So I've done many things with Between the Bars. So Between the Bars is kind of quite an interesting group in Cambridge because they kind of just pick and choose, and it's purely based on what do we want to do and what do we think will be really good. And that's kind of the only metric that they have to choose projects. So they're always really interesting. So previous stuff that I have done with them has included Once the Musical we did in 2022, which was gorgeous. I did a play last year called Wild Swimming at the Corpus, which was great as well.
Yeah, they're very different. They're not sort of ones that maybe people have necessarily heard of before, which is what I like about it, because
do Oklahoma.
Exactly. They bring things to Cambridge that, like you say, you wouldn't necessarily see unless you have go down to London and maybe see a more experimental theatre potentially.
Yeah.
And this is a musical though, isn't it? So it's musical, singing, dancing, everything.
There is some dancing, yeah.
But yeah, the music is gorgeous.
It is. There's a lot of traditional musical theatre kind of numbers and sort of more dramatic numbers. But then there's also musical pastiche as well, because it's Alison when she was young in the 70s. So it's her thinking about 70s pop music and stuff as well.
And it's a sort of flashbacks kind of thing then. Well,
there's,
I guess,
also,
because of the different ages.
If you catch it, there is a reference to Pinball Wizard.
Oh, right. I'll be listening out for that.
You haven't noticed it.
I haven't noticed it.
That's quite cool that you haven't noticed it yourself. So now you've got to listen to that. That'll be something new for you.
I have to listen to the show.
And how many are in the cast then? Is it a big show?
8, I think, adults.
It's something like that, isn't it?
And 3 kids per show.
Mm-hmm. And why should people come and see it then?
It's totally different to anything you will have seen before. And it's funny and moving and heartfelt. And just, if you need to let out some big feelings, this is the place for you to come next week.
Now, there are some dark issues in it. So yes. I think it's saying suitable for ages 12 and over. So
yes.
But one of my daughters is 9, so...
I guess it you know, if they're saying that, then you kind of have to know your own children, whether you think that
you do
sort of thing
and
for them.
She got really worried that she wasn't going to be allowed to be in the show when she saw the age warning, but like
halfway through she thought, oh no,
they're not letting me in. Yeah, I mean, I think always these things are, it's suitable for, it's not like they're going to take your ID at the door.
Yes.
And it's at the ADC, and when does it start?
Tuesday. And tickets are cheaper Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm. That's a good, always a good, incentive, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then it goes on through to Saturday, and there's 2 performances Saturday.
Yes, there is a matinee on Saturday as well.
Anything else do you feel anyone should know about the show?
It's great.
It's great.
You won't have seen anything like it.
Yeah, and I think you were saying, weren't you, that this is, although it's the winner of 5 Tony Awards, and including Best Musical and Original Score, but I think it's probably the first amateur production of it, we think, first or one of the
first. It's one of the first.
Certainly one of the first, but might, I need to verify it, but might be the first in the UK. But yeah, the rights only came out really recently, and Between the Bars jumped on it.
Yes.
Because it's a beautiful show.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, this is the good thing about having a production team that can just say, right, we're going to go for that, and just and choose it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So this is it brings things that we wouldn't have known about. But that also means that sometimes you get the idea that people think, oh, I haven't heard of that, so I'm not, people like to be safe sometimes.
It can be a challenge to sell those kind of shows. But,
yeah.
But take a risk, because it's not that much of a risk. It really is great.
No. Yeah. Oh, well, that's great. Well, thank you very much for coming in. So it's next, tickets are from the ADC Theatre.
And
it's because it's at the ADC, so that's easy. Next Tuesday and Fun Home.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.